This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, everyone, we're here. We're on the ocean. We see the waves. Mikoilois, Mayim, Rabim, Adira Mishpareyam, Adir Bamarayim Hashem. From the power of the water, you get a little glimpse of the greatness of the Creator. We're in Kalk. I want to share with you one thought. While you're on Table Mountain, I stayed back in the gardens shul. I want to share with you a brief thought. You know, in the Bracha of Asher Yatzar, the Vilna Gaon in his commentary to Masechta Brachos in Imrei Noyam asks, you know, it's the only Bracha that you invoke the Kisei HaKavod. You say, Goloi v'yadua lefnei Kisei Chvaidecha. We don't say when you eat a fruit, Goloi v'yadua lefnei Kisei Chvaidecha, that this fruit grew. There's no other Bracha in the entire Shemoneh Esrei that you invoke the Kisei HaKavod. So the Vilna Gaon says, it's to teach that even when a person's performing the most mundane or lowliest human function, you would think that's beneath the purview of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning that's something that Hashem doesn't get involved in. And we're declaring that even though Ram al kol goyim Hashem, al HaShemayim kevaydai, mekimi me'afar do me'ashbeis yarem evyon, there is no human function too low for Hashem to be concerned with. But I had a thought this morning, I think perhaps an original idea, of why we invoke the Kisei HaKavod in the Bracha of Asher Yatzar. So, Avimelech abducted Sarah, and Hashem punished Avimelech, and all of his orifices were clogged up. Rashi says, his nose, his ears, all of his nekavim were clogged up. Vayispal el Avram el Olekim, vayirpa olekim as Avimelech, vayasishtai, vayam hoysav, vayeledu. Avimelech gave birth. That's a story if I ever heard. Avimelech gave birth. Says Rashi, Niftiku nikveyam. The ears open, the nose open, the meiraglaim open, v'hoitziu, v'hi leida shalahem. When the nekavim of Avimelech opened, that was his leida. I've seen this Rashi many, many dozens of times. What does that mean? It's his leida. How is that leida? Is it possible to say, you know, there are three keys that Hashem retains sole possession of? One is, what are they? Pituche, choysam, koidesh l'Hashem. Chaya, childbirth. Tchia, tchias hamesim. And what? And matar, choysam. Chaya, tchia, matar, rain. So, birth is one of the keys that Hashem retains sole possession of. But Rashi is now expanding the definition of Leda. Leda is not only when a mother gives birth to a child. Leda is the opening of the nikveyam of a person. That's a Leda. That means that's something that Hashem doesn't give over to a malach. Hashem retains sole possession of. So perhaps the reason why we invoke the Kisei HaKavod when we say Asher Yatzar is like Rashi is telling us. You think what just happened was a mundane human function. This is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoydo v'atzmai took one of the special keys that he has, and it required the attention of the Creator of the universe to open up the Nekavim, and this is akin to a Leida. Maybe that's the reason why we invoke the Kisei HaKavod in that particular bracha. Apropos of this special location, not sure how yet, but that's what I wanted to share with you over here. Okay, Baruch Tia.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.